High Lake Ontario water levels have been a costly problem the past half decade. With record-setting years in 2017 and 2019, local businesses and shoreline property owners endured tens of thousands of dollars in property damages. One way to lower levels is controlling outflow. International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River board member Tony David explains how they've done it.
Most people know that the levels on the Upper Great Lakes have been very high, and all of that water is making its way down into Lake Ontario, and it eventually exits out the St. Lawrence River.
Lake Ontario's water levels are almost 2 feet lower than they were this time last year, but David says regulation can only help so much.
What water regulation can do is we can look at opportunities to improve outflow and to try and address that, but they're only making relative and small improvements. We don't have the capacity to have absolute control over lake levels in Lake Ontario, but we can find opportunities to make relative improvements.
David says the system of water regulation is not designed to systematically eliminate flooding from Lake Ontario. So in the summer of 2019, New York State began the Lake Ontario Resiliency and Economic Development Initiative, also known as READY. The commission, made up of municipalities from 8 New York counties, will invest over $200 million for at-risk infrastructure and public safety concerns. New York State Department of Transportation Commissioner Marie-Therese Dominguez says there are a dozen projects completed so far.
And probably more than a dozen others that are in the construction phase. We've got about 115 projects that are slated to break ground between March and November of this year alone.
Dominguez says the pandemic has not slowed down any plans. That's good news for Newfoundtown Supervisor Tim Horenberg, who says high lake levels in Olcott slowed tourism down well before the pandemic started.
Most of our fishermen come out of Pennsylvania and Ohio, and they weren't coming. It was a huge economic hit, and then to get hit with the COVID just really knocked us on for a loop. So we plan on coming back this year very strong.
The big project about to be built in Olcott is a $14 million breakwall. Horenberg expects construction to begin this May.
That breakwall will protect our inner harbor. Right now it has no protection at all from wind and waves. The way it's designed, the highest wave we should have in the harbor after it's constructed is 1 foot.
Horenberg says they have plenty of sandbags and pumps left over from previous years in case an emergency arises. Until construction is complete, municipalities will monitor Lake Ontario's basin weather conditions, hoping it stays relatively dry. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.